But welcome, everybody, to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel, and I am joined today, of course, with my co-host, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi, Sabrina. Oy vey. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about relationships, specifically dating. If we took all the time to talk about all of our relationships, you guys would have to be registered therapists and... And it would take much longer than an hour to talk about. But if you didn't listen to our first podcast, it is available on Spotify and Apple Music. I thought it went pretty well.
Thank you. I thought so too.
I know. We were talking about it. We're like, it was so fun to do. And truthfully, like, Sabrina and I will go to the gym together every week where we will do cardio and we'll talk for like 20, 25 minutes, catch up on each other's lives, and then we'll read. With this, we're able to get a little bit deeper and not have the distractions of phones and books. And even though we do have the distraction of Riley, Riley is our unofficial third co-host. He is a Pomsky who's what, 5 years old?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I hesitated. Yes.
But Sabrina, what's been going on? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling good. I am excited to talk about our episode of of bad dates.
We're going to talk about bad dates. We're going to talk about dating apps, which is why a lot of you guys follow me at Plus Size Living with Rachel on TikTok, which is the reason we started this podcast, was because of followers like you who wanted more of me, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why, but here we are. Okay. I will admit, when I was in college, I was not the smartest person in the world. I had just broken up my freshman year. I had a high school relationship that was filled with red flags of me trying to change for him and try to be what he wanted. And then I went away to college and met people who were like me. And I was just like, oh, fuck. I also, like, throughout my teens and my young 20s, I will say, I was seeking validation from men, which isn't healthy, which also, like, comes from my father, comes from my daddy issues, comes from the trauma. We're working on it. We're in a lot better place. But I took, like, 6 months off for college, like, did college. And then Tinder and Bumble. Tinder was huge.
Oh, yeah.
So I started like swiping, mm-hmm. and I was not safe. I was inviting these men to my dorm.
No.
Yes. I Doug, if he's ever on the podcast, who's my best friend in the whole entire world, he will tell you stories of drunk Rachel being a menace to society. And I would, like, contact men on apps and be like, come over to hook up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, like, never met them before. Like, this was just, oh, my God, my parents are listening. I'm so sorry. Just to, like, we would hook up. And, like, sometimes I would invite them over, but I was too drunk and I fell asleep. So I would have men driving, like, 20, 30 minutes to me.
Oh, my gosh, Rachel.
And just... unavailable. And I had so much growing up to do. Like, I just was not smart. And I'm fully like, please, if you're listening, if you were in college, be better than me. Please. It's not hard, but like, be better than me. We can get into college days, but there was one time where I truthfully, like, I should have been murdered. Like, I don't know how I don't know how I'm alive. Like, it is pure luck. The first guy that I was like hooking up with, he came to my dorm much older. Mm-hmm. Like at the time I was 19, he was 25. And at the time, like that's a big maturity gap, to be honest. This guy had like his own house. He had a kid that I didn't know about.
Oh.
And until like he's with me and telling me these things. But he was like, this isn't even my worst date story, but he was like, let's go out like dancing. Like I'll drive you. And my friends are like in the dorm. They're like, you're not going with him. Thank God for them. 'Cause they were like so much smarter than me. And then this man, just like later, the RA, like 2 days later, the RA sent an email out to our floor about inviting strangers onto our floor who aren't students. And I was like, fuck.
It was you?
It was me. The worst thing was, I did end up keep seeing this guy.
No!
Yes. If I could slap, like, I think I was like 18, to be honest.
So legal.
Legal.
But not okay.
But dumb as hell. But dumb as hell. And like, we went to his house because like that way we could.
Sure. Yeah.
We could like hook up. He goes and leaves me at his house for like an hour because his baby mama needed him or something. Mm-hmm. And I still didn't leave. If I could shake young Rachel. No, I know. Rachel was dumb. And then like eventually like we stopped texting. So my friends were like, this guy is not for you. What the fuck are you doing? And this was like the first guy I got with after my high school relationship ended.
Yeah.
Because I met him on Plenty of Fish. Mm-hmm. I am never going on Plenty of Fish again. Ever since then, I have not. But then, because in college, like, I would only hook up with, like, guys who were in, like, the neighboring colleges. Because where I went to school, Elon University, hey. There was UNC Chapel Hill. And then there was, like, Wake Forest. There was, like, tons of colleges, like, around. So, like, I wasn't out of options. Mm-hmm. So I would swipe and I would find some men to do things with because I was seeking validation. Because I, yeah, we've worked through it in therapy that I'm more than.
And that's okay. And that's okay. We grow.
We grow. We change. But it's just like, I look at myself and Doug will tell you, he's like, I don't know how she's alive. Like, I don't know. Well, we'll have to bring him on the pod one time. But
we also keep a tracker on Rachel at all times. We do. By the way. Even now.
So now that I'm dating, Sabrina, like, let's talk about safety with dating. You don't have to do this because you're happily married. But I do have friends who track me. Sabrina has my location.
Absolutely.
At all times. Yes. And does check it recently.
Oh, yes, I do.
Like, I was coming over for the pod today and she texts me. She's like, what time are you leaving? And I'm like, a couple minutes. She's like, oh, I saw that you didn't leave.
Yeah.
I thought we were meeting at 5. I'm like, no, we're meeting at 5:30.
Yes. Yes. I do love to check the app.
You do. And I also, and now, Doug and I have a code word that if either one of us texts, the other has to call us and get us out of a situation. Mm-hmm. We call it the pineapple effect.
I like it.
Yeah. I did it on my TikTok live the other night, mm-hmm. and I texted him pineapple. Cause normally when we're going on a date, we'll like warn each other, hey, pineapple is in effect.
Yeah.
I didn't do that last night.
Sure.
And I texted him pineapple. He calls me a minute later. I'm on live. And he goes, I didn't get the job. And like, I think that he's being serious.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
It doesn't register to me that this is the pineapple call. He's trying to get me out of something. Mm-hmm. So I like end the live and I'm like on the phone with him for a couple minutes. I'm like, oh, wait, are you joking with me right now? He goes, no. I'm like, okay. He's like, I need you to talk me off a ledge. And I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. You're gonna save for 3 months.
Oh my God,
like
Rachel.
I was so in it because I wasn't on a date.
Oh
so
my God.
But he goes, bitch, this is your pineapple call. And I literally start cackling. He just commits. And
he's a great friend.
He is a great friend. Doug, I love you so much. But it was one of those things where it's just so funny. So I do protect myself a lot more when I'm going on dates. Like I let my friends know,
yeah,
this is what he looks like, this is where we're going. This is his name.
Yeah.
And now because of tech, well, because like when I was in college 10 years ago, you couldn't track your friends.
No, you could. There might have been the Find My app on iPhone.
Like, yeah.
My friend, but it's not the same because one, we all didn't have it turned on.
Correct.
And two, I feel like there wasn't as many iPhone users as there are now.
Correct.
So it's a lot different. And we kind of didn't take. I mean, like, even in the 70s, we didn't take safety seriously.
No.
Not that I was born in the 70s.
No, 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 no. You were a 90s baby.
but as we are getting older, safety has been getting better, or at least we're talking about it more.
We're being more aware. Mm-hmm. As much as I love a murder documentary, I don't want to become one.
No, no. Yeah. I do love a murder documentary.
We love a murder documentary.
Oh, goodness.
But so that was part of my like dumb, like it was, we're going to call it character building.
I love that.
But so yes, when I go on dates now, which I'm trying to get back out there and do, mm-hmm. We're 90% over the X. If you don't know, I was in a relationship. I got in a relationship about 11 months ago, and it ended in February, because he got his dream job and decided to move and not have me move with him, which stings, because that was like the first time I was like actually like in love with somebody. Mm-hmm. And it still hurts a little bit.
Oh, Rachel.
No, I know. It's Sabrina had a lot of feelings about my relationship and my breakup. Go for it.
So they were not together for that long.
We were together for 6 months.
Was it 6 months?
Yeah, we met in August and then we broke up in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had already explained that he was not staying.
No, 1,000%.
When they were first starting out.
Yeah.
And originally, I remember this because we were in the gym talking about it.
Yeah.
I was like, Rachel, maybe it's time to like not be with him anymore. And you're like, no, I know I'm DeLulu. That was the word he used. Yes. Cause I wouldn't say that. You're like, I know I'm DeLulu, but we're going to keep this going.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, Rachel, I don't know. Cause my little cancer.
Yes. I am your little cancer.
You're going to get invested. Yep. And you're going to get big hurt. And that is exactly what happened.
The thing is though, yes, this man told me that if he ever got his dream job in Georgia, that he would take it, but he would say, but that's a long shot.
You're right. And it was not seen. It was actually shorter, like cut shorter, because there was supposed to be like results or something.
He was supposed to, because he worked for the FAA, and he, like, you would put in that you wanted to go to a different, because he's an air traffic controller, you could put in you wanted to go to a different location, and it was like a lottery, and if you got picked you could go. Mm-hmm. And that was going to happen in March or April, so we did have a somewhat of an end date, but I was like dumb and in love with him and falling in love with him because he ticked so many of my boxes. Mm-hmm. Like, this man did my dishes. Like, I would go to work in the morning and he would text me like, hey babe, I'm leaving, like what can I do before I leave? Like, it was, because my love language is acts of service.
Right.
But then what really fucked me over was over Christmas, we spent 10 days apart, which is the longest we spent apart, because he would come over to my apartment like 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And we would like go to the gym. We'd hang out. We'd be together. I introduced him to my friends. I thought he got along with Harrison really well, which is Sabrina's husband, which they are like my barometer, like if a relationship is gonna work.
Oh goodness. No pressure.
No. Because the first boyfriend that you guys met didn't work out and there were red flags everywhere.
Oh yeah, no, we didn't like him.
No.
But you know, we were very nice to him.
Absolutely. It was just like we talked a little bit about last week's episode, which you guys can go listen if you guys want a full story, we might get into it. But so my most recent ex, it was over Christmas. It was the longest we spent apart. And he was texting me things that were like, oh my God, I miss you so much. Like, I want to go on vacation with you this summer. Cause he was in Florida and he was like, I want to take you to a beach. Like, I want to do this. Like, I miss you so much. Like, things aren't black and white anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, he said to me, like, if I got the job, I don't know if I would take it.
Yeah. And I do remember those texts. I did send them to you.
So this man was gassing me up.
He was.
And then ripped the rug right out from under me.
Yes.
And then our breakup was really about him. Cause like, I offered, like, we'll do long distance for 6 months and then I'll move down there because I work as an audio engineer at Atlanta. I could have made it work.
Yeah.
I do take care of my elderly father in a sense, but I could have moved him into a, like, it was like, I was truly thinking about it because I thought that he was the one. And then it just showed me that he wasn't, because he didn't want to fight for me. So as we're breaking up, he like, I packed, I like, just in case that day, I had packed all of the stuff that he left in my apartment, like, mm-hmm. and I put it away.
Yeah.
I put it in a location. And then I like go to give it to him, because I'm like, I'm done with this conversation. Like, you need to leave. Like, I need to be alone. And then so he starts crying. So then I start comforting him.
Ugh.
Like, I'm going, like, I'm getting dumped and I'm comforting him.
Right.
Which, not great.
No.
And then I'm, as he's leaving, like, I'm just like, I can't watch you leave. Like, you need to go. And yeah. then bye. Lock the door behind you. He forgets his robe. So I have to call out my window to this man. We have like a decent goodbye. And then I have to track, because I don't want his fucking robe.
Right.
Like, take it with you, please. Yeah. And then I go to hit, we meet in the middle. And he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, you're so wonderful. Like, I can't believe, like, this is the end of us. He's like, if you need anything, like, text me. I'm like, I can't text you.
That's so weird.
I can't text you, yeah. because we texted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then we break up. Sabrina comes over. We get Cheesecake Factory delivered. And we watch some kids movie. Without a romance subplot, because I was so mad.
Yeah.
Sabrina's car gets towed because she parked in my parking lot.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, which I couldn't believe it.
I have never seen a car get towed in that parking lot, and then yours did. And I was like, Jesus Christ, she does this wonderful thing and spends time with me post breakup, and then her car gets towed.
It was so awkward. Like she's like, oh, I'm ready to go to bed now. Like, we're done, like, you know, crying and like consoling each other. And then yeah. like I walk out and I'm like, my car's gone.
Which it made me laugh, because I was just like, of course it did. Right. Of course.
Right?
Because on any other day.
Right.
Any other day.
Then we had to go drive. We had to to go find the car. Like, we called the police department, yeah. Found out where the car was. Then we found the tow company that mm-hmm. then took the car. Mm-hmm. We had to drive there to get there. And we're there for like how long? Like,
we were there for an hour.
Oh my goodness.
We also like had to go to an ATM.
Yes.
Because we had to get cash, because they only took cash.
Only take cash.
And so that was the end of the relationship. And then I lasted 13 days without reaching out to him. my ex. And truthfully, I'm proud that I did this, because I was so mad at him that he didn't fight for us. Like, I needed him to know that I was mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he then texted me like this long-winded paragraph that he was sorry and that this was for the best and blah, 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 blah. And if I needed to hate him, like, I could. And the last thing I said to him was like, I don't hate you, but I was mad, and I still am a little mad at him. I truthfully, like, I, as an outside looking in, like, I know that relationship, like, he was the grumpy sun and I was the sunshine, like, trope for the book. And like, a lot of my friends didn't see that, but, yeah, that was how my last relationship ended. But we're getting ready to go back on dates. We're on apps, and it's just like, I have very little temper for men these days. Like, I've rightfully so. I have a very short leash.
No, and that's okay. And obviously these relationships are hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to find them. It's hard to stay in them. It takes time to like get over these men. I definitely have obviously been in relationships before, and there was one guy in particular who broke my heart and caused many, many emotional issues. Probably the reason why I am the way I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time to get over, not get over him, but get over what happened.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that particular person, it wasn't love. It was, I think it was more of an obsession mm-hmm. than anything. And it's so hard when you're, I was 17 at the time. So mm-hmm. that was like my first love.
Oh.
And so there's a difference between love, lust, and obsession.
Yes.
And it's so hard, like, even as an adult, understanding the difference between the three. But yeah. So, but right now we're getting into cuffing season.
Cuffing season.
So in case you all don't know what cuffing season is, it's around the time right before the holidays where people start booing up.
Yeah.
And they stay together till about, I think, Valentine's Day. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm sorry.
Literally my relationship yeah. last year
like right before it.
Wait, literally, it sucks so much because I hard launched him. We went to a wedding a week before we broke up together. And like, we took pictures and then he was like, okay, you can post them on Instagram because he didn't have social media.
Yeah.
So I posted him. A week later, we broke up.
Well, it happens.
But yes, Rachel is on the prowl for, I can't go through another like relationship ending. Like the next person I'm with, like it has to be the person. Mm-hmm. It has to, like, if I'm going to be somebody's girlfriend again, I need to be able to make sure that like I could be his fiance and his wife, because it is getting so hard on these apps.
Yeah. Of course.
Like, my followers, you guys see my segment, Reasons I Swiped Left and Reasons I Unmatched. And it's, I wish I was faking it, but those are real men that I have come across.
Yeah.
And last episode, we talked about a man who just yucked my yum of romance novels. For me, it might seem superficial, but like romance novels for me are just like so much of what I love and enjoy to do in my free time. If you're going to talk down on me about that, we're not going to work.
Yeah. And that wasn't even the worst one of the guys that you've swiped on.
No.
That's the worst part. Like these.
In your opinion, which is the worst one?
The worst one that you've gone on dates with, or the ones that you've swiped on that I've seen?
Let's say worst one I've gone on dates with, and then we'll do both.
The worst one that you've gone on a date with. Oh, tall guy.
Yes, the giant.
Yes. This was the one where he wasn't he dating someone else? Like he was like, oh, I don't want to get in a relationship with you. I'm not ready. I'm too scared. And then he came back and was like, oh, I was scared. And that's why I like shut it down. And then,
this was the professor. This was the first professor.
Sorry.
No, you're totally good. No, you're right. He is the first. No, go.
Yeah. So, and then she comes back and she was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I should give him a chance. He was pouring his heart out, which I totally got. I read the text. I was like, yeah, I'd give him another chance too.
I call it my village. When a man is talking to me and I need people's opinions, I'll send it to Sabrina and
why
Doug.
Not?
We I'll screenshot it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, what is your opinion on this?
Yes. Well, because it's hard when you're in the moment. Like you don't always like, can't always see clearly.
Yeah.
Like you need your village to tell you whether or not you're seeing it.
So the Sabrina's going to go on in a minute, but just for our listeners, about a year and a half ago, something like a long time ago, I went on a date with a man that we nicknamed the professor. We went on like two dates, and he then said to me, he was like, I forget what he said. He was like, I don't think I can date right now, or he just like wasn't interested, whatever. And I was like, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. It
was a clean break.
Yeah.
And then he comes back like a little while later, and he's like, I was like too scared of my feelings for you. That's why I ended it. And this was like months later. He texted me, I'm going to an opening night of a show that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like texting, he's like, oh, I guess you didn't save my number. I'm like, no, of course I didn't save your number. Like men need to give me a reason to save their number. So I just, and like, I know like girls will send men to the graveyard, but like I'll just delete them and they'll never take up my space on my phone. So he comes back and he's like, I was scared about my feelings for you. Like something like that. And then I went on a date with him again. And I just like, I wasn't feeling it.
No, you weren't. That's the crazy part.
Come to find out, his ex-girlfriend follows my TikTok, messages me to be like, hey, is it this person? Because if so, I have details. I have something you should know. And I was like, oh my God, tell me. Turns out he wasn't scared of his feelings for me. He just wanted to be in a relationship with somebody else, which is fine.
Totally fine.
Just tell me that.
And don't come back to you.
Don't come back.
Like what?
And then gas me up and then lie to me that like he was single all this time. No, you were fully committed in a relationship with a woman. Like, girls looking out for girls, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, and she told me things that we don't need to get into about, like, their relationship, that were giving me more reasons, like, to not go out with this guy again. But yeah, I think that is the worst guy I've dated.
Mm-hmm. Now, the worst guy that you've swiped on was this most recent guy with not the one that you just showed me from the last week's episode.
But yeah.
The one where he just wouldn't stop. He was so mean. Like, Rachel, like, he asked her to come over, like, same day. And she's like, no, I'm busy. I can't. I have plans. And he was just so rude about it. He, of course, he's like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
None of your business. But Rachel was like, oh, well, you know, I have plans. I'm doing some chores and things like that, yeah. which she needs to get done. That's yeah. her. It doesn't matter what she's doing. Like, she needed to get it done. She said she was busy. They didn't have plans. Like,
I said no. And
right.
no,
he no, said no,
no, no is a she full no. sentence.
Right. And he was like, how dare you?
Well, truthfully, and I thank God that I didn't. I also had therapy that night, but I didn't want to tell him that.
Right.
And I thank God that I didn't, because as he was going on, like, he would have used that against, he would have used it, he would have yeah. said something awful.
He just said terrible things about her, and he just kept going on and on and on. It's like, it's just this awful feeling where it's like, women are so, like, that's the other thing. I was saying to Rachel earlier today, I was like, well, what if you had said you were available? Like, yeah. what if you had gone on the date with this guy? Like, what would have happened yeah. afterwards? Like, would he have been showing his crazy later? Or would he, you know, would he have kept it in until, like, 6 months down the road and then yeah. you find out he's a psychopath? Like, yeah. what? Like, how would that have gone?
I have ADHD, and, like, once I decide that I'm going to do something, I have to do it, or else I'll get, like, annoyed. So... And truthfully, if this man, like, I just didn't want to go. I had shit to do, and I didn't want to deal with men. Because I didn't want to have to deal with my hair and my makeup and pick an outfit. Like, I just wanted to get my stuff done mm-hmm. to feel better in my space. And he ends up, you guys can go check out the video. It'll be one from a month ago. But he called me an ogre, told me I was a four. wow. Was just like, he wanted to pump and dump that, like,
oh yeah, that's
that
right.
like that I was gonna be a catfish because I had no full size body photos of me on my profile, which
even
is
though you
such,
did
I have, and I have three, like, I know as a plus size woman that, like, it is a very real possibility if I just show the face card that, like, men will show up to dates and be disappointed mm-hmm. that I am in a bigger body, which, you know what, is a thing that happens.
Sure,
fine.
Sure.
I'm not gonna, like, for me, I like a guy, like, a little bigger, but not, like, super big, and that's just me.
Sure.
So, like, I make sure that I present myself of how I actually look. I always make sure my photos are up to date,
yep.
And that I'm not a catfish, because as a plus size woman, you can be called that. And
sure.
he was saying that I was a catfish. Mm. He didn't want to be seen in public with me. That, what did he say? That if he saw somebody in public who knew how embarrassing
he'd be embarrassed. I was like, what?
And he just kept going. And, like, people in my comments were like, well, why are you still talking to him? And I was like, listen, content.
Yeah. No, I asked her the same question. I was like, why didn't you just block? Because she did say that she was going to block immediately. And she's like, well, content. I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
It's also because there are Facebook groups that protect women. And I wanted to get as much evidence as I could about how bad this person was.
Yeah.
And then I took a screenshot of his profile because you are like so-and-so, his age, whatever group you're in. And then you show the receipts.
Yeah.
And I said so-and-so, age, major red flags. And then I posted the pictures
yeah.
of our conversations, truthfully, to protect other women in the area.
Right.
Because no woman should have to go through that.
No.
And what ended up happening with that post was... somebody came out and said that she did go on dates with him.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And he treated her horribly when she went on one date, wasn't feeling it, told him that in a nice way, mm-hmm. and apparently went off on her.
Of course.
So she blocked him, and he made like different numbers, like on different apps to still text her.
Stop. See, that could have been you.
That's why I choose a bear over a man.
Always.
So it.
Except you, hubby.
Except Harrison is dad. We joke that Sabrina and Harrison are my mom and dad, and then my friends Allie and Mike are another married couple, are my aunt and uncle. I am just the designated third wheel. Which, you know what, I love my friends. They never make me feel like a third wheel. We always say that Harrison is the third wheel.
He's
though
the third wheel, yeah.
So that just happened by the time we're recording this, and truthfully, like, I don't let this bother me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let a man's opinion hurt me. Oh, he called me fat. Oh, how original. Mm. He told me I was a four. Oh, no.
Still mean though.
Yeah, and I'm like, I have enough self-confidence in myself that when I dress up, I know I look banging. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's go. I go to the gym 5 days a week for my mental health and to feel strong. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't go for the weight. And we'll talk about it eventually, but like, my weight isn't my fault because I have chronic illnesses that make it really hard. Yeah. I was diagnosed with PCOS this year after struggling with my weight ever since college. Mm-hmm. And I just like, he thought he was hurting me and there was no, he thought he was hurting me. And if he had known that he was hurting me, like it would have given him more ammo. It would have made him feel good. I'm like, I'm not going to allow this man to feel good.
Right.
Like, absolutely not.
But it achieves nothing. That's like by him saying all of those things to you, like, what end game is this? Like, you're still not going to go out with him, especially after
no,
that.
No, especially not.
Right. And so it's like, okay, so are you just like, is he just bad mouthing to bad mouth? Like, what is the point of it?
I think I offended him and it pissed him off so much that he had to hurt me. Ugh. That he thought he was hurting me.
Toxic masculinity.
And he just kept going. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, I blocked him after his last message, because if you see the video, the second video, he sent me like 5 more messages, and after the first one I blocked him on my phone, but my iPad didn't get it.
Ah, that sucks.
So I saw them as they were coming in on my iPad, and then eventually, like, I guess my iCloud like synced up or something.
Yeah.
And that was like the last message that I saw of him. And like, I obviously would not respond.
Sure, of course.
To a paragraph of a man trying to tear me down.
No.
And truthfully, I made the video because it's funny how a man's feelings got hurt. Mm-hmm. And his immediate reaction is to be absolutely terrible.
Right.
Two, to protect other women. And just like, and I did post his photo in the video. I did show the photo and I don't regret it at all.
No, I thought it was a great idea to do that. I mean, you didn't give any, like, this is a social security number where he lives. Like, yeah. You didn't do that. You know, no. No one can find this guy. Yes, obviously there's social media, but just like, he's, the information that you put out there is already something he already put out there.
Correct.
Like, he already put his profile picture out there. Yeah. And his age, which is what you provided.
Yeah.
You didn't give his phone number. You didn't give anything like that.
Nope, so I made sure to delete the phone number. Yep.
Exactly. So you already gave the details that he had already consented to give out to other women.
Yep.
So you didn't do anything wrong and you were helping people.
And truthfully, there should have been a red flag moment where he was asking like where I live, because like, we were gonna go on a date. This was like very beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, because I was like, I can drive to whatever restaurant you pick, like I don't mind.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not gonna stalk you. I just was asking where you live.
No, he don't need to know that. He can know the city.
And I was more demure with it, because I was like, I didn't tell you where I live because I don't live near any restaurants.
Right.
That's why I said I don't mind driving.
Right.
And he was like, oh, okay. That should have been my red flag. I should have.
You didn't need to explain that to him.
No, and I shouldn't have. But he still doesn't know where I live. And
good.
Thank God.
Yeah.
He does know what gym I go to. I know.
Well, he doesn't know your schedule.
That's true. Yeah. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been having some bad luck lately. And it is cuffing season, and I would love to meet my person. Like, my career is in a really great place. My relationships with friends are in a really great place. I think I'm cool.
You are very cool.
I think I'm worth getting to know.
Yes. More than just for cuffing season.
Truthfully.
Yes. I understand that that's kind of how... you know what? I wonder how it even started. Like, how did cuffing season, like, come about? Like, it's so weird because, like, it's the time where you are with family.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would you meet someone, introduce them to your family?
After a couple months.
Right.
Which is what I did with my ex.
Oh!
I know. We were dating like 3 months and he met my mother.
But your intention was to stay in the relationship.
Mine was, yes.
That's the difference though. With the cuffing season, it's to end it.
Oh, I want somebody to be around by February 15th.
Right. Yeah. So it's just one of those things where it's like, why would you like get booed up with someone for that like long of a time just to be like, yeah, I plan on peacing out. Like that just doesn't make for that particular season.
Well, like, and people say hot girl summer, but like hot girl summer ain't that fun.
not for girls.
No. Like
the amount of wax that we have to use. God. Oh my goodness.
And like I think it's for like a younger demographic of like hot girl summer, of like people in their early 20s who aren't thinking about marriage and babies and all that.
Perhaps.
And I think it's for that, truthfully.
I don't know. I always imagine hot girl summer is just sitting on the couch eating potato chips, but that's just my version.
And reading. Yeah. Oh, that is my favorite thing to do.
Yum.
Honestly, we should make a drinking game every time we mention books in our podcast.
Yes.
What is the best date you've ever been on?
Best date I've ever been on?
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. So my number one date wasn't my husband. I will say, I know. He knows this. He knows this too, though.
He's wearing headphones right now. Yeah, he can't hear us. It's fine.
my best first date was with this guy. It was back in Florida where I lived, and we also met on the apps, mm-hmm. and we were chatting back and forth. He was getting to know me, blah, blah, blah. It happened to be like, I think it was 4th of July. Mm-hmm. The date was 4th of July. And he wanted to take me out to, there's this park. It's called Cranesers Park in Florida. And they do like an amazing like fireworks showcase. And he's like, oh, I want to take you to go see fireworks.
Ooh, I know you love fireworks.
I do. My dog does not, but I do.
No.
So I was like, okay, sure, let's go. He takes us there. He does pick me up, not at my apartment though. Mm-hmm. We met at like, I think we went to dinner first. And then,
Was this the first date?
I think it was the first date.
Okay.
I don't know. Now I'm second guessing myself. But it was a great date either way.
Either way.
And we meet at the restaurant. He takes me to a vegan restaurant.
Okay.
And at the time, like, I wasn't doing dairy. So he was like, oh, do you want to go to this vegan restaurant? I was like, yes, I'd love. And it was his idea.
I love a man with a plan.
Right. And I was like, absolutely. And so we get to know each other. And I was like, okay, well, I did get in the car with him afterwards. So my car was parked at that restaurant. Mm-hmm. I got in his car afterwards to then go to the park for fireworks. And then he's like, oh, hold on a second. Let me go to my trunk. And in my mind, I'm like, am I going to get murdered? Like, what guy goes to the trunk of his car? Well, he pulls out this cute little picnic basket.
Ugh.
Yeah. What? Okay. And it's filled with my favorite alcoholic beverage. I love DiSerrano. Your girly loves a DiSerrano and Coke. So we had both of those in his little fucking picnic basket. Okay. And then we walk over and he makes me my drink. He's like, oh, I know it's your favorite drink. I was like, what?
Ugh.
I know.
We love a man who listens.
I know. And then we were just watching fireworks and it was so nice. Like, we held hands and oh my God, it was fantastic. Funny part, I actually ended up spilling that drink on a random chick on accident.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't ruin the date, but like, I'm awkward. I'm so awkward. Mm. Okay. And quirky a little bit. So I might have spilled my Coke on this girl's blouse that happened to be white. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. She was in front of me. We were all looking at the fireworks. Maybe I jumped. I don't remember what happened, but I spilled it on her. Felt so terrible about it. Of course, I'm like apologizing to her, but it was still fine. Obviously. Like, it went well. And then, you know, that was the end of it. We went back to my car. I drove back to my car and that was it. But it was like the best because he listened.
Yeah.
Wasn't fancy. It wasn't anything
No, he just listened to your likes.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, it's funny because like a Coca-Cola and DiSerrano sold me somehow. and the restaurant. But
my ex did my dishes and I fell in love with him.
Right. So yes. It was just something small that I was like, wow, he like cared about what I liked.
Yeah.
Like he paid attention. So,
why didn't it work out with him? As I say,
he ghosted me.
No.
Yeah, he ghosted me. I think honestly is because he lived too far is what happened. Or something else. Or maybe he didn't like me. I don't know. But like.
Sorry. Had to burp.
We tried to go on a second date. It was like this weird, like I drove to him and he lived like an hour away.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And it was like a beach date. And I hate the beach.
You do hate the beach.
Oh, my God. I know. Everybody loves the beach. Hate the beach.
Sabrina doesn't like to get sandy. She will go on a boat.
I'll go on a boat. Oh, I love a boat. Love a boat. Love a boat. But I also burn. So for me, it's like, I don't really want to do. I also feel very vulnerable in bathing suits.
Mm-hmm.
So many reasons. But I went there. He's like, oh, can you bring a friend for my friend? I was like, oh, so this is now something else.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he was very good looking. Okay. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll go. I'll try. And it it was all right. It was a little awkward because mm-hmm. it was like four of us and it didn't really feel like a date anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then drove home and he tried to invite me over like late at night. Yeah. And I was like, no. And then I never heard from him again. So I'm just like, yeah, I think he was looking more for a hookup. Yeah. Like it was like he was enticing me by trying to tell me like it's great when you think about this is the first like the best first date I've ever had or second or whatever it was. But like that was it.
Yeah.
Like he like tried to rope me in and he was like, that's it.
Well, I would have fallen for it.
I did not. I just no thank you.
Especially for a second date, I don't know, asking to bring a friend for your friend. I don't know.
It was very college and that's what it was.
Okay.
So for me, I was like, you know what? Like, that's what all the guys are doing. Like, I guess I wasn't upset by it. Mm-hmm. It was a little weird, but my friend was like, yeah, I'm down to go too. Like, if his friend looks anything like the guy you're seeing.
Do it for the plot.
Yeah. She's like, I'll go. She was also down for anything. So yeah. It was a good friend to have. Okay.
Speaking of down for everything, I need to finish my application for Love is Blind. I know. I don't think I'm going to get on because they do one plus size woman series.
Yeah, but why not? It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. But my worst date story is, again, Rachel being dumb. It was in college.
Worst or best?
Worst.
Okay.
So I think I was a junior.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like looking for a relationship at this point. I had my hoe phase, I call it, which was second half of freshman year, first half of pretty much all sophomore year. Rachel was not one to not have her bed accompanied. Sorry, mom and dad. And my stepdad, love you, Leslie. So I'm a junior. This man, I was like 20. This man is like, listen, I know a place we can go. I'll take you out to dinner. Like, I'll pick you up and it's fine. And at the time I did not have a car.
Yeah.
This is important information. And then I go with him. He picks me up. We have a lovely time. We go to this bar. I get a glass of wine. They did not card me.
Wow.
Yeah. I've always looked older than I am, to be honest. And so we're having like, we have dinner, we have a nice drink, and then we go to like, I think two more places. The date was really fun. I was having a good time with him. And then it's like time for him to drive me home. We end up pulling to like a park and we made out for a bit. And we had to leave because where I went to school, like there really wasn't like a good like date spot to go around. It was like at least a half hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
So then he ends up, as he's driving me home, ends up getting pulled over,
mm-hmm.
refuses a breathalyzer.
And
I, my mom worked in law enforcement. So I was told how to deal with officers. And he was like, asked me questions. He's like, did you have a drink tonight? I'm like, yeah, officer, I had a glass of wine with dinner. He's like, are you 21? I'm like, no, I'm not. They didn't card me. And he goes, okay, fine. I was like a couple months away from my 21st birthday.
Sure.
But I'm like, my mom's a so-and-so with this department. Like, I'm whatever I need to do. Like, just let me know. He's like, okay, well, tell me about this guy that you're with. So they separated us.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's just a guy I'm going on a date with. They go, first date. And I go, yep. He goes, is there going to be a second? Not after this. He's like, I do need to breathalyze you. And I blew like a 0.01.
Oh, okay.
I was mostly sober. Like, I had like a couple glasses of wine. Like, sure. But apparently they pulled him over because he was swerving on the road. I didn't notice.
Of course not. You're the passenger.
I'm the passenger. So they pull him over. They're talking to me. They had to bring a female officer because at this point we're 20 minutes from my campus,
mm-hmm.
which is out of their jurisdiction.
Okay.
Which means that they can't drive me home.
What?
Because the guy gets arrested.
What?
He refused a breathalyzer and like didn't pass whatever test.
Sure.
And he like requested a blood test, which means he has to go in the car and they have to take him. And I'm like, okay. Mind you, I'm in college.
Right.
All of my friends who have cars are probably drinking. Mm-hmm. So I'm blowing up everybody that I know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because what ends up happening is the female officer is like, you have to come with me. I can't leave you on the side of the road.
Yeah, of course not.
And I'm like, no, 1,000%. So she takes me to the closest police station, mm-hmm. which is not the same one he's going to.
Okay.
And during this car ride, she's like, listen, he was really worried about you. He wanted to give you his keys to have you go to like his place. I'm like, no.
Or you can wait for him.
I'm like, no, thank you.
To get out of jail.
And luckily, I had a guy friend who was awake and sober. And he had to prove it to the officer. I'm like, because my friend Jess was like, listen, my roommate, she was like, I've had a couple drinks, but I can come get you. And I was like, no, they're going to breathalyze you. Yeah. You cannot come. And she's like, oh, okay. So I had to find somebody sober. Luckily, I did. He picks me up. He does the breathalyzer. He's like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Mm. This date wasn't supposed to go. Like, it was a good date up to that point.
Yeah.
Also, the guy didn't seem drunk to me. He wasn't slurring his words. Like, he seemed like he had his shit together.
Sure.
Mind you, it was a first date. And again, as we know, Rachel was dumb in college.
That's not fair.
I should have been murdered. So he picks me up. I get back because there was a party at my apartment. And my friends are like, what happened? I tell them the story. The officer's sitting there with me. She's really nice. She was trying to be like, he was really worried about you. Like the whole entire time he was just asking if you were okay. Aww. And I fully know because I'm a white woman. Like I got away with what I got away with. Mm-hmm. I'm not disregarding that. But then the next day I'm like texting him like, hey, just let me know you're okay. Cause I'm a nice person.
Oh, Rachel.
He texts me 12 hours later. And he goes, listen, I don't think this is going to work. And I go, you don't think this is going to work? You left me on the side of the road because you refused to do a breathalyzer and you don't think this is going to work? I'm just trying to make sure you're okay. I'm just trying to be a nice person. I don't want to go out with you again. I'm just trying to be a nice person. And yeah. So that was the worst date I've ever been on.
That definitely is a good one.
And like I said, I didn't have a car. And now that I do have a car, I make sure that no man picks me up and that I go myself because I never want to be in that spot again. I never, ever, ever, ever. And it was because I think I was on with that cop for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, an Uber wasn't a thing.
Yeah. No, not in college.
Definitely. No, it was not. And I like, I thank God that one friend picked me up. Like, I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah.
But
my goodness.
Yeah, that's the worst date I've ever been on.
That's a good one. Yeah. I will say, and I didn't know that one either. College was definitely interesting. I will say that.
Yeah.
That's where I learned what Netflix and chill was. I did not know what it was. Little old me had no idea what Netflix and chill was. There was this guy who we were like friends, I guess. Mm-hmm. I knew he was like interested in me, but I wasn't interested in him. But mm-hmm. I was like, whatever. But he's like, hey, you want to come over to Netflix and chill? And I was like, absolutely. I love Netflix. Yeah, no, that was stupid. So I go over there to his dorm room because, again, this is in college.
Yeah.
And we're like sitting on the floor of his dorm room and we're just like watching a movie. I have no idea what the movie was. But he then like proceeds to like take off his pants.
Stop.
Yeah.
Didn't even try to kiss you. Just goes into.
No, just takes off
no.
his pants. Yeah, but just boxers. And he's like, oh, I'm just getting more comfortable. And I'm like, I know. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure. Maybe he's just like, that's how he watches Netflix. I don't know. And then he like crawls in his bed. Remember, these are tiny beds.
Yes.
These are tiny little twin size beds.
Yes.
Crawls in his bed and he's like sitting there. I'm still on the floor. Cause again, I'm there for Netflix. And then he like pulls the covers back and he's like, so are you going to come in and cuddle? And I was like, no. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I asked you to come over and Netflix and chill. I said, yes, that is what I am doing. I am not watching Netflix and then I'm chilling. And he's like, no, no, that's not what I meant. And I said, oh, I think I should go now.
Did you stay friends with him?
I saw him from time, like in the quad from yeah. time to time. Like we didn't hate each other,
yeah.
but it was clearly a miscommunication.
Yeah.
Now I definitely know what Netflix and chill is.
Yeah.
And anytime someone asks me to do it, I'm like, no, thanks. Not anymore. but I definitely had to double check anytime someone asked me that after that.
Well, I just like if a man invites me over to his apartment, I'm assuming that he's thinking that we're going to hook up.
I never assume. Okay. Like,
I do.
I just do. I don't know. Remember, so in high school, I was not the pretty girl. I had horrible skin. I had acne. Guys didn't like me in high school. And then college came and I bloomed and I mean, I thought I was hot shit in college. And apparently the boys did too. Mm-hmm. And so when guys would like be like, oh, I like you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, for real? Like, oh my goodness.
Me seeking validation from men because thinking men didn't like me.
Well, I didn't know. And then all of a sudden I was. And then I embraced it. Oh, man. But I didn't do anything with it. It's kind of like easy A. That's the weird part. Everybody thought I was sleeping with everybody, but I wasn't sleeping with anybody. Isn't that the weird part?
I kind of love that for you, though.
Thank you.
Because I was sleeping with everybody. We could keep talking about this forever. We will obviously keep talking about relationships because we have so many stories and that's what this podcast is all about. But look for us in about 2 more weeks, I'm going to say. Is there anything? I mean, we got to end it at some point.
Yeah, I think this is a great end.
We're at an hour now. And we will keep talking. But love each and every one of you and check back in and don't forget to subscribe. Say bye, Sabrina.
Bye.